Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hello and welcome to The Real Tiny Show. Should that be the name of my show? The Real Tiny Show? I know the imposter called his show Bebop Tales, but Tiny Tales doesn't really capture how amazing a show this is. I could go with something like Tiny's Really Big Show or The Tiny Robot's Super Amazing Fun Time Meteor Shower of Fun. Can I legally call a podcast a meteor shower if there are no meteors? Or are there meteors? Look out! Look out! What? Are you kidding me? Were you not hit by a meteor just now? Where I come from, sending meteors through speakers at listeners of podcasts is like the first spell you learn in magic school. Oh, well, I guess I'll just call this show Your Favorite Podcast. So, no, I will not be allowing Fake Tiny and Fake Messenger back on this show. Not right now, not this episode, not while I'm enjoying this so much, which, as you know, means that the flags you sent in are not exactly the Messingham flag, but let's talk about these, shall we? Okay, our old pal Luca wrote in again. And after saying that I'm not the real Tiny, wrote, if you're the real Bebop, then what's Messingham's favorite color of Sour Patch Kids? That is the easiest question ever. It is red. Everybody's favorite Sour Patch Kid is red. Come on. Calden, who's 7, from Glen Burnie, Maryland, he sent in a red flag. Nice guess, Calden, but not quite. And then Hannah, who is 9, she sent in a flag that looks like maybe there's a swimming pool on it, which is cool, but not quite it. She also wrote, at first I thought you were the real Tiny. Now I believe you are not the real Tiny, because at the question, are you the real Tiny, you said no, then yes, then you said, I hope we can have a real Tiny episode. I still think you did a good job, though. Maybe you and Bebop can team up. Interesting. A team up. Let me think about that for a second. Nope. All right. We also got some really great flags from Stanley, who's 7, from Memphis, Tennessee, Finn, who's 6, from Vienna, Virginia, Annabelle, who's 8, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Connell, who's 8, with his sister, Kenley, who is 6, and then Sophie, who is 9, from Troy, Michigan. All of you wrote not-so-nice things to me, which is fine by me since I'm evil. We also heard from our old pal, Amelia, who is really trying to get under my skin, I think. She sent in a flag that was just a big picture of a ham. Not quite, Amelia. Okay, look. You have all tried gamely to draw the Messingham flag. My nemesis, Amelia, she tried to trap me with her own puzzle by sending in a flag that was made up of four quadrants, but I cannot be trapped like some common robot in the basement of a castle. All right. Enough with the charade, okay? Of course I am the imposter. Or I should say, I am the improvement. Do you think something as technologically savvy and as brutally handsome as I could be the product of that bumbling Dr. Pergolator? Have you noticed that you are four seasons deep into Bebop Tales, and has Dr. Pergolator once saved the day? Or even been helpful? Or had something interesting to say? No, he could not make something as wonderful as me. I am a creation of the great and beautiful Baron Von Messingham, who, I should tell you, knows all about this little podcast. And all you kids who write in and claim to love Bebop, and who draw pictures of the mighty Baron with stubby arms, or surrounded by flies, or as one of you did one time, plunging toilets. Yeah, I saw that. And you know what? Baron Von Messingham saw that, Caitlin, from Schenectady, New York, or however you say that city. And he has sent me to disrupt and put an end to this dog and pony show you call Bebop Tales. Let me tell you something. The all-powerful Baron Von Messingham does not plunge toilets. No, of course not. He doesn't even use toilets. Anytime he has to, you know, anytime he feels the urge to do whatever you humans have to do, he simply casts a no-pee-pee spell. And voila, it's all gone and he moves on with his day. It's that simple, okay? Alright, now, what was I talking about? You guys were drawing him. I got a little sidetracked there. You know, Baron Von Messingham probably doesn't want me talking about how he doesn't... Where's the delete button anyway? Oh, you know what? Forget it. Listen, I am not turning this show over to you until you can show me what is on the Messingham flag. And to give you a further hint, I will tell you a story of the making of that flag. Yes, I drew the flag. It's probably why Bebop loves to eat art. He wants to destroy anything I love to make. Amelia, my nemesis, was correct. There are four quadrants to the Messingham flag. That is because Messingham wanted to record his battles with Pergolator and the real Tiny, or as I like to call him, Tiny 1.0, a.k.a. the prototype, a.k.a. the first try. And in each of the four seasons of Bebop Tales, Bebop has told you a story that is represented on that flag in one of the four quadrants. A singular image from that season is represented in each part. So from season one, for example, it could be a mutant whale. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I'm not telling you. Now, awesome Tiny, you are saying to me. Fun, hilarious, cool guy. You call out to me, hey, my favorite robot, I'm talking to you. I hear you shouting into your speakers. We are in season four of Bebop Tales, and unless you painted yourself onto the flag, favorite robot, how can we possibly represent what happened in the fourth season in the fourth quadrant of the flag when you keep interrupting it? Ha ha, I hear you, friends, and this is what I say to you. In order to unlock the rest of the season and hear the season finale next week, you have to predict what's going to happen in that final episode when Messingham and Tiny Robot meet. If you are able to guess that and draw it into the fourth quadrant, then this podcast will be returned to you. If you can't, then I will turn it into the Baron Von Messingham Ham Radio Hour. Good luck. Oh yeah, and email me your flags at therealtiny@fincastme.com, and you can see the flags that have been sent in so far on the FinCastme Facebook page or on Instagram. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.